Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn my back and turn the door. And here I stand. And here I'll stay. Let it go.
What a relaxing weekend I'm having. I haven't had a weekend like this where I'm not doing anything. It's fucking amazing. And it's funny because I disconnected from my phone. Friday after work, I said, I'm going to leave this thing off. I'm going to cut this shit off. I'm not going to hear from anyone or anything. I don't give a flying fuck. I'm just going to unplug. I mean, if it's that dire, I mean, fuck. Goodness, you know, then get a hold of me. But, you know, I went old school a little bit. I went ahead and I told my ex, I said, hey, listen, if something happens, just send me an email. I check it in the morning and then in the afternoon. Otherwise, I'm going to check out. And I did. And it was really good. You know, got time to myself. Didn't do much. All I did was I did some real estate license stuff, trying to get that reactivated. But it's very good to just unplug from everyone, from everything, from social media, from just people messaging you, from everything. And I went ahead and got back into it this morning. So, you know, a couple days, day and a half, I think that was good enough for me. And obviously, you know, I get the therapy calls as usual. So I had to handle that. But one of the people I was talking to was happy they finally got closure on a situation. And I don't know for the life of me why people need that closure. And it was something that in this person needed to feel they got their answers for whatever things happen in their situation. And that's something that never rubbed me the right way, because I feel in general we live life. No one owes us anything. And I go back to my experiences with my mom. My mom to this day, she's never told me anything about anything. And to this day, I can have her on the phone and she won't talk to me about anything with substance. That's the way she's been. And you know, I can ask 1,001 questions and it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get to the bottom of anything because that's who she is. And I've realized from that point of, okay, my mom is not answering anything to, you know, as far as my inquiry. So why am I going to pursue? And as I went along life, I realized that people don't have the common courtesy to explain things to you, to tie things off nicely. And so you grow to learn that there you shouldn't be expecting a happy ending. You shouldn't be expecting a period at the end of the sentence when it comes to our journey in life. And even with my dad, when I had many times where we were in friction, very headbutting back and forth, I would have to tell him. He would ask me a lot of questions about things, and I don't know. I just didn't want to think about the past. I didn't want to keep dabbling in it because there was no sense to it. What am I going to try to figure out from the past that, you know, it hasn't helped me at all at this stage and point? So that was something that I've come to grips with, where if I don't get proper closure with somebody, I just move on. I cut bait and keep it going and just enjoy the days that I have left on this earth. And I think that's something that I've found within people and within the confines of a relationship where they have feelings, that they feel as if I need something from that person. I need closure because then I can move on and get my feelings. Like, no. Your feelings are yourself. That comes from within, man. And you got to be able to know that this person doesn't have the respect or doesn't value you enough to be open and disclose their real reasons as to why they're moving on or why you're no longer in a friendship. I've had friendships where they've dissolved. I've had connections with people that didn't have a proper closure. It was something of a closed door, and you sit there and wonder. And as you get older, you tend to deal with these connections better, meaning these diminishing of connections. And that's what I call them now. It's just a connection because they come and go. Just like I had, you know, all these people I knew, now I know new people. And then, you know, 5 years from now, I know more people. And then old people will fall to the wayside. It's just part of the journey of life. And I try to tell that to my daughter. I try to tell her, hey, you worry, don't worry about what your friends tell you, because when you go to sixth grade, guess what? They're going to be different friends. And when you go to 11th grade, guess what? They're going to be different friends, and so on and so forth. Like, people are going to be coming in and out of your life. So the best thing to do is to just be yourself, follow your instincts, and whomever's on board with supporting you, ride on. And if they're not on board and they're making fun of you, then kick rocks. Disconnect. No reason to keep those people around. So that's something that I keep reemphasizing to her, because at this stage, she's getting that peer pressure. Kids are telling her things. I mean, it's something as simple as her eating applesauce, or liking a TV show, or even liking going to Disney. I had to tell my daughter, hey, you know so-and-so that told you that they didn't like pizza? Yeah, you like pizza, right? And she goes, yeah, of course you like pizza. So what is her opinion matters? You know, same thing with you going to Disney. You know, you have a friend that doesn't like it, but you do. So that's all that matters. You like it, and we're there to support you to make sure that you can do it. So I think that people get caught up in that peer pressure as well. But having that closure, going back to that, it's something that I'll never understand, because you have, as a grown adult, you understand that there is no happy endings, that there is no happily ever afters. There's no proper ending to our life. At any given point, we could be gone. And I think that's where we have to be under the mindset that when things go awry in any connection, you want to try to make a concerted effort to try to see eye to eye with the person. But if they're running away, and if they have, and they're not trying to be quote unquote an adult about it, then just pick up the pieces and go. There's nothing else left to be said, and there's nothing for you to try to figure out, and you just have to kind of deal with those feelings. And the good thing about it is that you have time heals everything. Time heals our emotional trauma. It's no different than when you had your first heartbreak. It's no different than when you deal with hardships, emotional hardships. We move on. I'll never forget that conversation I had with someone when I had my first heartbreak many years ago. And it took me about maybe 3 years to get through it. But one of the conversations I had was with this dude. He told me, man, how can I say this? He told me exactly like this. He said, you know, pain and dealing with emotional pain is like an emotional scar. You know, you will be hurt and you will heal, but the mark will be there to remind you. And it's true. You know, that's a reality of our situation, that we go ahead and when we go through hardship, when we go through difficulties, we have to deal with that pain and we have to deal with that scar. But eventually it heals, and you always have a reminder of that pain, but you'll be able to heal and move on. And that's what makes us very special as human beings. We're able to move forward from trauma, and we're able to have, with the right support system and with the right circumstances, you're able to move on and live and keep on enjoying this beautiful gift that we have. 1 in 400 million, that's the odds that we have to be surviving and to be in the position that we're in right now, whether you're a millionaire or just a, you know, regular person paying bills, worrying about what the fuck to pay next, you know. With me, I got fantasy football coming up. This month is usually the most brutal. I have like so many bills and I got to figure that out. So yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic when I talk to people in relationships and how much control it has over them. I'm not saying that I'm just as vulnerable to it, but one of the things that I try to do is talk to myself. Whenever I go through a pain process, as weird as that sounds, I talk to myself a lot, and it helps tremendously, because you're able to be rational and then have yourself hear these thoughts again. And it helps you keep calm. It helps you keep your emotions at bay, and it helps you heal, and it helps you move on. And that's what allows me to always be on an even keel every day, because when I do have those fluctuations up and down, there's nothing like self-therapy. Because I feel at this stage in life, I can tell myself something that someone else can. We have enough information to know what is good for us and not good for us. I could say, okay, logically, mental, what do I need to do? What is the right thing to do here? Let's take emotions aside. What do we have to do? And you just say whatever it is logically, record it. And sometime at night, when you're like between that beta alpha stage, you know, when you're trying to doze off, you start playing your thoughts, nothing long. And hopefully that's stuff that resonates with you. Or in the morning, first thing when you get up, you play them. And I've learned that from, I remember reading an article back in the day. It was about a basketball player from Chicago. I forgot his name is Wilson. He was Benji Wilson. He got killed back in high school. And one of the things he used to do, even at that young age, and that's when it started resonating with me, was he was recording himself, and he would play tapes of himself at night saying how he was the greatest, how he was going to be the best player in the country, all these things that he would say to himself, and he would play them at night. And I remember other players like Kevin Garnett and that I've heard doing the same thing, and they credited Benji Wilson. And from that, I remember doing that when I had the, you know, when I had these moments. As I've gotten older, I don't need to do it as much, but I think it's helpful to keep an even keel, because when you have all these feelings, and obviously you can't talk to them to anybody, because let's face it, I mean, people judge you and people don't care about your issues. They have their own. That's kind of where the mindset comes from me. It's like, you know, why am I going to go and rant with this person? They don't fucking care. You know, they're going to dismiss it. And in my case, dealing with guys, that's the way they are. Oh, man, don't worry about it. Just go and have a drink. You know, go ahead and, yeah, just come on up, man, let's party. And for me, that's a different process for that. Like, I have to make sure I digest all of the emotions, all of the pain. And those experiences and the process that I go through do entail times when I don't have proper closure. So that's something that I'll never understand from other people. I'll never understand why they need closure in a situation. If someone doesn't love you the same way that you do, it's very self-evident. I don't need to sit there on the whys. I don't need to sit there and wonder, okay, what was their reasoning for this? And I need to go chase them down and get a specific answer, because guess what? They're never going to give you one. In some cases, they will. And this person definitely was chasing for that and finally feels they got their closure. Good for them, because not many people get that, and we all know that. People are not upfront about the reasons of why they disconnect. That's the reality. People just move on, and they like to just kind of lay the dog down a little bit. I don't want to go there. I just kind of want to just disconnect and disappear, and maybe if I run into you, you know. Like Nutty Planters, the girl I called out in my podcast. I know if I see her, I'm fucked. And I'll be more than glad to talk to her. I'll be more than glad to tell her, hey, I called you a fucking nut job because of X, Y, and Z. And I want to see what she says. But for now, she's blocked. And I'll never understand why people get crazy about these things. It's life, man. It's you have to simplify life to not let it overwhelm you. Just the challenges, the circumstances, whatever it is. Just take things. Whenever you feel things are just overwhelming with your emotions, you have to learn to compartmentalize. You have to learn how to tackle one thing at a time, because you can overload yourself and then get anxiety. So when it comes to the closure thing again, it's something that I think it's something that we just need to realize that in life. And I hope for my daughter that whenever she runs into obstacles and challenges and heartbreaks and disconnects from people that don't give her the proper closure, I hope she doesn't sit there in sorrow and trying to figure out the why. There is no why. You have to figure out how can you be better moving forward? What happened? And how do you go about make sure that you don't repeat the same experience. And that's what you have to do instead of why did he that person do this to me? Why are they not talking to me? They don't owe you a why. If you want to go ahead and chase it, by all means. But everyone's different. But I think that when you're trying to chase for closure, where it's all from within and you just have to filter it out and kind of come to your own conclusion and take that scar and make the best with it. I mean, shit, I have scars all over me, my face, and shit, so many stories in my body. But, you know, you move on. I'm still here. So, I don't know. You know, people get in this hopeless mindset and want to have these tie-ins. And it just comes back to our fantasy of life. Like, we just think we're just going to have this perfect ending and everyone's going to be around us, glorifying us. And, I mean, I see it like a Godfather ending, just sitting in a chair by yourself with a dog. Next thing you know, the ticker just stops and you just tilt over. Boom. And you get burnt. You get burnt ashes. You know? That's the way life goes, man. It's just you appreciate it. But gosh, we're just not that special, guys. We're really not.
Okay, happiness is our basic nature. And the only way to, you know, achieve it or find it or get back in touch with it is by letting go. So the first thing to understand in terms of letting go is that its main focus is on feelings more so than, say, thoughts. Okay, and the reason being is it's the accumulated pressure of feelings which causes thoughts. One feeling, for instance, say you're experiencing fear, can cause literally thousands of thoughts over a period of time. Okay, and what we try to do is we try to use thoughts to get rid of these thoughts. You know, we just look at all those thousand thoughts, and we're like, how can I rationalize my way out of this one? You know, how can I reframe this one to get rid of it?